Hi, I'm Lucy and welcome to Lucy Talks. This podcast is all about finding meaning, self-belief and connection while embracing the seasons of your life. I believe that your happiness matters for the planet. When we are fulfilled and feeling self-confident, we are so much more able to take meaningful action, both in our lives and for social change. I want this podcast to dare you to reimagine your own life and the world we live in, and to feel empowered to make changes. All of this while using the lens of the changing seasons to allow for softness, kindness, and balance. I'm so excited to have you here. Let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while and I'm really glad to have you back listening. If you're new, hi, I'm Lucy and I'm really excited to have you here as well. Very, very ready to get on with the podcast and to show you what I've been planning for the last month or so, probably longer when this goes up actually. But yeah, I have a lot to talk about, a lot to update you on, and I'm gonna just get started. First of all, before I do, this is the start of something a little bit new here, and I really hope you'll stick around to see what's to come. If you ever want to get in touch with me about anything in the episodes or anything relevant, then you can email me, which is lucytalkspod@gmail.com, and you can also message me on Instagram, which is lucytalks_. I'd really love to hear any feedback you have, any thoughts after listening, any way it's influenced you, and yeah, that would be amazing. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about where I'm at now, because it's been a while since you've heard my voice on here. I'm going to talk about the idea of like wanting a change for yourself and speak through what that means in terms of the podcast. I'm also going to talk about how we hold ourselves back when we know that there's a change that we want in our lives. We quite often put blockers in our way and kind of like self-sabotage. So I'm going to talk about what that looks like for me in terms of the changes that I want for the podcast and how we can kind of understand that these are just thoughts and we can overcome them and do what we want to do anyway. I'm going to explain the new concept for the podcast. The episodes will look pretty similar to the previous episodes on the podcast. It's not a radical change, but it's more of a structural rewiring, if you will. And yeah, I'll talk you through all of that because I'm really excited about it and it feels really good. Finally, I'll talk about the value of resting and taking stock of where you're at and then redirecting. So that will make more sense later on in the episode. But yeah, very excited. I'm really grateful for you clicking on this episode and I'm going to start there. So something new that I want to introduce to the podcast is to start off with a little bit of gratitude. I think it's all too easy in our busy, busy lives to just kind of carry on, keep going and often focus on the more negative sides of our lives rather than also noticing that there's a lot of good things as well. So yeah, just a little thing that I'm bringing in. I'm gonna start each episode off with a little bit of gratitude because it's really important and makes you feel good and hopefully will inspire you listening to think of a few things that you're grateful for in your life as well. First thing that came into my head was Maisie Hill's Elevate and Expand webinars. She is an amazing creator. I'm going to talk about her a little bit more later on, but she's put on a series of like three webinars. They're kind of focused around expanding your idea for what you want in your life and just like dreaming bigger. So you'll see a few of the influences from that coming through in this and next week's episode, but I just think she's great. I know it sounds a bit of a lockdown thing to say, but it's really nice like seeing all the people around the world on the Zoom call, and she just has so many good things to say, so I really took away a lot from that. Second thing is getting to spend lots of time with Freya, my girlfriend, because I've actually moved in with her and her parents, and it's really nice like getting to do this interim period together and not needing to be going backwards and forwards on random days off and paying a fortune on unreliable trains. So yeah, that's really good. And it's very kind of her parents to have me here. So very grateful for that. The third thing is parkrun. I have been trying to get back into running a bit lately. I always find it so much more motivating doing a parkrun than it is just going out on my own. I do enjoy that as well because I can, you know, put my music on or put a podcast on and just kind of get lost in your thoughts. And it does feel quite freeing, but it's lovely like being around other people and definitely means that I run faster and don't stop. So that's good. Yeah, just nice to be around lots of people. Okay, let's get started. Okay, so think that in order to move forward with anything in your life, you have to know your starting point to an extent. You have to kind of like understand where you're at in order to be able to accurately say where you want to go. So where I'm at now, my starting point is that I'm kind of entering this like new chapter of my life. I'm back from traveling. Before that, I've graduated from uni and I'm now like applying for jobs in graduate sustainability kind of roles. It's definitely a different phase of life from where I was at uni, and obviously traveling was a whole whirlwind in itself, so that was completely different. Since I've had a minute to reflect on the whole like post-uni chapter, I really feel like it's a good time to bring in some new energy and just create a bit of change for this next section of my life. And I think in terms of the podcast, I also really want this to see a bit of a change as well, because I started this podcast back in 2020 in lockdown, and a lot has changed in my life since then. I kind of want it to age a little bit with me and for it to be a bit more structured, a bit more reliable, with the listener kind of knowing what they're going to get each week, and a bit more like intentionally crafted. So when I was at uni, I was releasing weekly episodes, trying to like scramble to find a time to put it together really most weeks. Yeah, I was always like creating it week to week rather than having them planned out in advance. And that worked really well for me at the time. That was the kind of system that I needed. But now I want it to be maybe a little bit more professional, a bit more thought out, and to have a kind of overall theme or like structure to it. So I'll speak a bit more about that later, but that's the change that I wanted to see. And it's not been like obvious how to create that, but I'm quite happy with the concept that I've come up with. I'm also starting from a point of wanting to kind of feel a bit more self-assured, to have like a stronger sense of self, particularly because I've left uni and you're in this like weird intermediate phase of life. So yeah, to kind of feel like self-assured and to know that I'm on the right track and like doing the right things, that like feeling from within is something that I want to cultivate. Also, I've acknowledged that my starting point is kind of square one. I haven't really got anything set up at the moment. Well, I'm starting to now, but it's, yeah, definitely feels like a square one point. I'm just like trying to come to terms with the fact that it's okay to be back at square one. I'm definitely someone who's always loved being at that top of the school kind of phase where you're the big fish in a small pond and you kind of know what's going on. That's like quite a comfortable, exciting, fulfilling place to be. I really, really loved fourth year of uni and third year as well, to be honest, partly for that reason, because you have like more responsibilities, or I did at least, like within my societies, and just like felt quite on top of things, knew what I was doing, had like established connections, and that's just a really nice place to be. So it kind of feels like my starting point is a bit of a square one again. Obviously, I've gained all that experience, so it's not really a full square one, but in this next phase, it feels like a beginning. And that's kind of what I want for the podcast as well. I want a bit of a change, bit of a fresh start. The final thing to mention here is my starting point when thinking about what I want, particularly out of the podcast, is that I have quite a different relationship with social media now than I did like a year ago. I'm not really feeling like going back to the whole regularly posting, like kind of posting whatever I felt like on the day, just being maybe like unintentional with it. I really want to see it as a tool to use for connecting with people and, yeah, just being a bit more directed with what I want to post and why I'm posting it. I'll definitely speak about this more in depth in future episodes, but yeah, I kind of want the podcast Instagram to be very like purpose driven. For context, like I haven't really used social media since April last year. Like I deleted Instagram and it's been such a nice break. I kind of don't want to go back, but also I appreciate that it's really useful for sharing what you want to put out in the world and for making change happen. So that's really what I want to use it for. Using it like exactly how I want to, and try not to get sucked into the algorithm, try not to, you know, go along with what everyone else is doing, and use this like time that I've had off to actually, I don't know, like implement what I have taken away from what I value about it and what I don't. But yeah, and just be more intentional is the general theme. So like I said, I think it's really important to kind of know where you're starting from when you're looking at making changes in your life. And I think it's really valuable information to know. I think it's also really important to know what it is that's stopping you doing what it is that you want to do, the fears, essentially, the self-sabotaging behaviors, the thoughts in your head that are stopping you from doing what you want to do. And for me, that's quite a few different things. Mostly it's fear of what other people are going to think, and particularly that feeling of like, who does she think she is? Like, this is too much for her. Like, calm down, you know? It's uncomfortable when you're moving into something new and you're not quite sure how people are going to react. But something that I took away from the webinars that Maisie Hill did that I mentioned is that is always going to be an uncomfortable place, but the thoughts that you have about it are only potential outcomes. They're not set in stone. People aren't necessarily going to think you're weird or, you know, too big for your boots for doing something. They might actually think it's pretty cool. Even if they do, then like that's kind of more of a them problem than a you problem. So I'm trying to embrace that, but the fear is definitely still there. It's also this fear of like failure and kind of a fear of success as well, tying in with what I've said before. It's scary to like put yourself out there and not know if it's going to work or not, but I kind of think you've got to owe it to yourself to do it anyway. But that's definitely like a conscious thought. It's my autopilot thoughts are saying like, stop, like just stay in your lane, don't push it. But I can't, yeah, it's no way to live in the long run. The final thing is this kind of all or nothing mentality. I hadn't really picked up on this until I was traveling, but I definitely live with this kind of, oh, I've got to put my all into this or there's no point doing it. And I do think that's really good to an extent. Like if I'm going to do something, I'm going to commit to it and I'm not going to like do it half-assed. I'm going to, yeah, put my all into it essentially. But sometimes it means that if I don't quite feel capable of doing something yet, then I just won't do it or I'll give up really soon because it's not perfect yet. But that's also not a very helpful way to be living. So I'm trying to live a little bit more in the grey and put in like 80% effort and that's enough. Or even like put in 100% effort, but if it doesn't quite work out, then that's fine. And to carry on and not give up, essentially. So you're welcome. That's some of my like inner thoughts about fears around making change happen in your life. And just acknowledging that change that you want in your life, the one that scares you, is really hard to make happen. And you might have something that comes into your head when I say that, like, what's that thing in your life that you want to change, and why haven't you done it yet? That's like quite a tough question, because you probably have an answer, but it's one of those that is easy to push aside and, you know, never do anything about. But life's short. You've got to do it while you can. So that's all well and good, but what are we actually going to do to make this happen? I thought I'd talk a bit now about the concepts that I've come up with, the kind of like structural changes to the podcast. So the first thing is that I was trying to find a way to solve this problem of having like this endless weekly cycle that I never feel that I'm quite on top of and never really feel like accomplished with, or a sense of fulfillment, because there's always next week's episode to be working on and it never quite ends. So I decided to trial out doing some like 8-week stints. So I'm going to have an 8-week stint where there's an episode every week, but they're going to be more like pre-filmed and planned out beforehand. So I'm going to know like which episode is going up each week. That will mean that I can focus my attention either on the like brainstorming, creative planning, recording section, or on when the episodes are going up, the kind of promotion and design section. And I'll hopefully feel like quite accomplished at the end of those 8 weeks when there's a tangible thing that's coming out, and then I'll take a little break for maybe 4 weeks or something. So this will hopefully give me a bit of time to reflect in between as well, and to pivot a bit if I need to experiment and like see where I want to take things, working out my starting point again each time. And then as I was planning out this schedule, I realised that the 4 stints of episodes fell really nicely within the 4 seasons of the year. The other thing to note about this, again, Maisie Hill, she's probably the most like influential creator on my thought processes and like understanding things this last year, definitely, but kind of in the last like 2 years maybe. She has a great podcast. It used to be called the Period Power Podcast, and now it's the Maisie Hill Experience. New episodes are like every Wednesday, and I'm always so excited to listen to them. It's always so useful. She has a really, really great framework for understanding the menstrual cycle in terms of seasons. So I'm going to talk a bit about the menstrual cycle here and how that links up to the different seasons. But if you're someone who doesn't menstruate, then it doesn't matter. Like, please keep listening, because this is for everyone, regardless of gender or age. And I think it's actually great for people who don't directly experience periods to listen here, because even if you don't have one, you will know or love or work with someone who does. And I think the understanding the cycle can do so much good. But also, so many like people who do have a menstrual cycle that don't fully understand it. And I was definitely in this camp until I started like interacting with Maisie's work. And it's been such a game changer. It really, really has changed the way that I understand the emotions and the sensory experiences that I'm going through, because they do fluctuate a lot. And it's difficult to notice the links and the patterns unless you're aware of like where you are in your cycle and just kind of keeping an overall track of that. It's not necessarily even about like managing my period. It's mostly about managing my social battery and when would be a great time to, you know, go out and be really social, and when would be a great time to rest and listen to myself, and when I'm feeling most creative, when I'm feeling really introverted, and, you know, all of these things that you don't realize are to do with your hormones, but actually are so, that like the hormones are so influential over it all. So if you have no idea what I'm saying, I'm going to explain now a little bit. Winter is the first place that we're going to start. Obviously, this is a cycle, so you could kind of start everywhere, but makes sense to start with winter. So this starts on day one of your cycle when you start bleeding. And typically this is a time during the month when you're more emotionally vulnerable. You're in need of greater amounts of physical rest and emotional rest, and you most likely have a smaller social battery. So this is like a great time to really rest, to let yourself, you know, think deeply, and to also do this work that I was talking about earlier, about noticing where you're at, working out what your starting point is, and working out what you want to see in the next like phase of life. The spring season is once you've finished bleeding. This is the like pre-ovulation phase, and estrogen, which is a great hormone, is on the rise. So this is going to make you feel more energized, more motivated, socially minded, creative, and resilient. So the spring season is a great time to work on like achieving your goals, reaching your potential, pushing a little bit harder, and kind of experimenting, being a bit creative, being a bit more like daring with what you want to do. And I think this is such a fun time to be in. I always feel great like coming into this season, because you just, I don't know, things feel a little bit easier. You've got more energy naturally, and it's crazy that I never noticed this before like tracking my cycle properly. But it really is like quite a difference between how you feel in the like autumn winter time to the spring summertime of your cycle. So summer is when estrogen peaks and ovulation occurs, and obviously like the body's aim for your cycle is to reproduce, so your hormones here are like triggered for sexual energy, and in general in your life it's time to have some fun, like explore different things and be quite productive. It's easier to get work done in this time, and yeah, your body's like generally feeling quite good. And then we go into autumn, which is a sense of like returning. Your progesterone is increasing, which is the like, I kind of see the estrogen as like the great hormone and progesterone is the not so great hormone. So that's increasing. You might experience PMS either physically, mentally, or emotionally. And for me, this is definitely a time where I'm like feeling quite sensitive. Little things can trigger me a lot more. And it's a time for like going inwards, start to feel more connected to yourself rather than the external world. And your intuition is often quite strong here. So you might feel more clarity on something that was not necessarily apparent during the spring or summer months, but you probably have lower energy levels. So this is kind of Maisie's framework for understanding the different parts of your cycle, but I love how perfectly this analogy works for the seasons that we experience in parts of the Northern Hemisphere. And I have really embraced this in my life, but I want to embrace it more and more, because it's one thing like understanding where you're at, but then changing your behaviors and trying to like move your time around to suit your body the best is like, there's so much power in that. But obviously we live in this patriarchal society where things aren't as easy as just matching things up to your cycle. There's all these other people as well that you've got to match your cycle up with. So it's not necessarily straightforward, but I think it is possible to do to some extent. And particularly if you have a lot of freedom of your time, a lot of flexibility, then it's, yeah, such an amazing thing to try and do. Like I was saying, this is not just for people who have a menstrual cycle. This is for everyone, because I think it really makes us more understanding of everyone around us and also more compassionate to ourselves when you understand that there's natural rhythms in life. There's natural ups and downs in how people are feeling, in how easy it is for them to connect with you or connect with themselves. And that's like such an inbuilt part of life. You see it in our cycles, you see it in the seasons of the year, even in like phases of your whole life, like looking bigger picture. And I think we tend to have this like rigid approach to, okay, new day, off you go, achieve exactly the same as yesterday and achieve exactly the same tomorrow. And it's this very like, I guess, masculine approach to things where you're not taking account of the different cycles that you might experience, because the male body has like a 24-hour clock essentially and works very differently. So all this to say that often when we interact with someone, we're just seeing a snippet of their life, whether that's in person or online. You're seeing like a very small little snippet of your life, of their life, and often, or if not always, someone's going to show the best parts of their life. They're going to show the spring and the summer months, essentially. And if you're in your autumn and winter months, it's kind of an unfair comparison to compare like your low point to their high point, or vice versa. If you're feeling great and someone else is feeling not great at all, then it's not really like a fair comparison for you to make, to feel like, oh yeah, I'm like smashing it, because everything's coming in waves. And I'm not trying to say you shouldn't feel good about yourself, but like, if that's bringing other people down, then, you know, maybe it's just not a fair comparison to make. I think this realization makes us a lot more understanding to the natural ebbs and flows of life, just to kind of embrace each one for what it offers you. It's definitely easier said than done, but I think there's a lot of value in that if it's done well. So this season of the podcast, you might be seeing where this is going. This season, we're currently in February, and I'm going to start off with the winter season. So I'm going to talk a bit about like what I feel winter is the embodiment of, and yeah, what I'm going to be focusing my attention on in the episodes that I'm putting out for the next 8 weeks. Like I said before, I think there's a lot to be said for taking stock of where you are, like noticing, listening to yourself, just taking a minute to stop racing around and see if you're headed in a direction that you want to go in. This kind of like introspection piece, really like noticing how you're feeling, and yeah, just like slowing down. So I think winter's a great time for setting new intentions and this sense of like reimagining what's possible for you. It can be quite exciting to sit down and think, am I selling myself short? Am I just settling for what's easy? Or am I like being bold about what I want? Am I moving towards things that I really care about? Or am I just moving on autopilot? So I think winter's a great time for doing that. And there's going to be some episodes on goal setting and like visualization. I also think winter to me really emphasizes the value of rest and inner work. So in nature, in winter, we see things laid bare, we see the trees like stripped back from all their leaves. Things are quite steady as well. There's not so much fluctuation, nothing's really growing, the leaves aren't falling off the trees, they've already gone. So there's a sense of like calm that that shows us that we really need to rest in this time. And you'll know this also if you have had periods, because when you bleed, your bodies need more rest. Also, this rest is really important if you're going to have the energy to move forwards again in the spring. It's very hard in our society where we really value output and we value how productive you're being. It's really hard to actually like sit down and rest and not do anything, or not even not do anything. I think rest can be quite an active thing. Just like understanding on a deeper level that your worth isn't dependent on your output or your productivity. For me, at least, that takes a lot of like rewiring. So I think winter is a great time to reflect and yeah, just rest, be intentional about resting. Everything comes in cycles, so you can't be constantly go, go, go. You have to come back and rest. That's definitely undervalued. I just want to say also, like, I'm not good at this at all, which is partly why I think it's important to talk about for like my own, like taking it in as well. This one is not a natural one for me, but I really think this is something that can be improved upon, and I'm going to try to take more like intentional rest in my life and not just be always on the go. Okay, so I think that's everything that I want to say about the seasons, and particularly about the winter season. I really hope you're excited for this new like phase of the podcast, and I hope it works out. I don't really know how it's going to go, but hopefully it works out, and I'm really excited to get going with this again. Next week we're going to be talking about dreaming bigger than you have done in the past, and I'm going to chat about setting unrealistic goals and talk you through some of mine for the year. So I can't wait to see you next Monday for a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Share this episode with a friend and make sure to follow the podcast if you're not already. Can't wait to speak to you then. Lots of love. Bye.